Amphetamines and Us, a children's book by adults for children.
I should just sell all my Vyvanse before I leave to get extra cash.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Test, test, test.
Test, 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 test.
Test, test, test. Do you know what we should do that we're not doing? Steroids.
I don't know.
What do they call it? What do they call steroids?
Awesome.
No, it's like crank. It's not crank.
Juice.
Wank. No, not juice. It's like there's some fucking name for it.
Is OJs.
Is it wank?
No, wank.
Is it jerking off?
Elbow grease. Scruff.
I don't know.
Scruff. They call it scruff.
Sauce.
It doesn't matter. You puffing the scruff?
Puffing the scruff. Does it look like it? Because, dude, sometimes I put my arms on my, like, on something. You know what I mean?
Look oh, you mean like when women use push-up bras, you'll push your bicep up with your knee?
Look at me casually sitting.
Yeah, because you're literally pushing your arm up with your kneecap. But
just that position is insecure. I wish this was a.
Sits like that.
I wish this was like a visual podcast.
Oh, what's up?
See, like.
Oh, hey.
I feel like if you didn't discover comedy, you would be juicing.
Oh, hey, what's up, girls? Hey, what's up, girls? Just coming into the party. How are you?
God.
All right, now lift up your arm a little bit. Let's, off your knee. Off your knee. Your other one.
Oh,
other
this one.
Yeah. Lift it up.
Lift it up.
Lift it up.
Oh, Jesus. Have you been...
It's got like an aura of D'Elia. It's got like D'Elia vibes.
Bicep?
Yeah, not exactly the not the bicep, but more of like the predatory grooming.
Will you send me that?
That he has that down.
Will you send me that first picture?
Are you grooming Sarah?
No. She's already been groomed.
She's been groomed.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy that
Sarah?
Isn't
it crazy that Sarah's 18 now?
I hope so.
We've been dating for 6 years.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this?
Where'd you get that from?
I got a big dog, man.
Is that from your dog?
No.
You have to put the dog down.
I went for a run last night, and I ran into a tree.
Oh, gee. You still have to put the dog down, but that's crazy.
I'd put your dog down, but you should watch out. Besides that, you should watch out for trees.
Why were you running at night?
I ran at 8 p.m. because it was cooling off because it was 91 degrees at 6 p.m.
Yeah, it was very hot.
One of my work colleagues, this is what I wanted to share with you guys. One of my work colleagues was like... Because I was sitting on Zoom, you know, like, same pose.
Why are you sitting on it?
I was sitting on Zoom like this. And my work colleague was like, wow, your arms look huge. And I was like, they are. And he was like, do you think you're the best athlete on our team? It's a four-person team. And I was like, yeah. I mean, immediately answered, no doubt I am. And that's 100% true. But I got to thinking about it, and I might be the most athletic person.
Most athletic person what?
A period.
In terms of people? On planet Earth.
All of them? Yeah.
So you think you're stronger now than you've ever been?
Yeah, and more balanced. Here's the thing. The most athletic person is not a professional athlete because they're too specialized.
Okay.
Nikola Jokic. Obvious argument. He's probably more athletic than me. That's what you would say if you were Noah Reynolds or someone who watches basketball. You'd say he's the MVP of the NBA. He's probably more athletic.
Two times.
Right. But you're saying more of a jack of all trades, master of none is a better approach.
Exactly. He's great at basketball.
So you think...
What's his mile time?
Right.
What does he bench press? His arms are way too long.
So when you look at an NBA MVP and you say, I'm more athletic because I go runs at 8 p.m. and run into trees.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, essentially.
Okay.
Essentially, I'm saying, like, I have the... agility, the speed, the strength, and the whole package, and a lot of people focus on one or the other.
Uh-huh.
And there is a level of delusion that I really do respect.
I am the best athlete of all people and the most delusional of all people.
I kind of want to lean more into that kind of like idea where it's like I'm at fault for nothing, everything revolves around me, but do it like ironically.
Yeah, but...
But then also not. Like, let it guide your life, because I feel like people do kind of respect it.
Yeah.
Unconsciously.
I've been reading this book. It's called Thinking Big, The Magic of Thinking Big. And, I mean, the whole premise...
How to Succeed in the Bedroom.
Yeah.
Thinking Big, yeah. Isn't that written by Mel Gibson?
No, it's a little bit close to The Secret. You know what I mean? It gets into manifestation a little bit, where it's like...
Well, The Secret's real.
You are what you think you are.
Right.
And, look, I work at a company of 600 people in the fitness industry, and I legitimately, I'm the most athletic person there.
Do you legitimately think that?
Like, I might
that's
be
not
the,
bullshit.
I might be the best athlete in Denver. I think that. I do think that.
Anyway.
I think if anyone wants to find any way to test that.
What happened to you along the way that makes it so important for you to prove this point? or what? At least to emphasize.
There must have been like some sort of traumatic experience or repeated traumatic.
Do you have like some runner-up medals in your closet?
A tree beat him up.
It feels like it feels like we're getting off topic because you guys are wondering about
the core mechanism in your brain.
Just because I'm in a conversation doesn't mean I can't ask why am I here. You know, I don't have to willingly participate with the narrative.
No, I just think that it's irrelevant because I am like. Everyone has a success story.
Uh-huh.
And mine does come with second place medals. It comes with first place medals.
Uh-huh.
It also comes with hard work. Mm-hmm. It comes with grinding, and it comes with being the best athlete in this entire city. And if anyone wants to test me on that in any way, I'll prove it to you.
Okay, so this is like a manifest thing.
I would love to see that. I think that a homeless man that was high on crack and fentanyl could probably run faster than you.
Right. But what else? That's not the bit. Athleticism is not.
Oh, because that's one thing. Yeah. It has to be. That is specialized.
Exactly. Yeah, find a complete package, dude. Find a homeless guy that's the complete package.
I bet I could. There's a lot of ripped homeless dudes in Denver.
Find a 5'10 homeless guy that can bench 225, squat 315, run a sub 5 minute mile, and touch the rim.
Touch the rim.
It's the homeless regiment.
That is a homeless regiment.
That's actually what they do on a nightly basis.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think you're the most athletic 5'10 person in Denver? That's what I heard.
No, the reason I brought my height up was because...
Do have to do it like based on height and weight class.
No.
Yeah. If we're talking about like...
Because I'm the most average height and weight. That's what makes me the complete package.
I'd say below average height, but...
Well, there's a lot of short kings out there.
Shout out short kings.
I'm 5'11", so I have no room to
talk. And that's the difference between short and tall.
I told you. I mean, there was one time, I thought that I was 6 foot for a long time, and then I went to the doctor, and she weighed me, and then she was like, 175. I was like, great. And then she was like, yeah, and your height is 5'11". I'm like, well, I'm going to get a second opinion. And I did. So.
And what's cool about that is you have the potential to be the most athletic person.
Right. Well, I do pass the threshold of tall king, so...
Right.
Yeah, at 5'11", you become in your high fives.
High fives.
From 5'2" to 5'10", you're in your mid fives.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like literally people give
5'2" is mid fives. Yeah. That sounds like somebody who's 5'2" made that rule. He's like, I'm still in my mid fives.
Listen, I get paid to say that.
You got
to
be over 5'2" and a half to be in that. I thought you meant high fives. Like I was literally short enough where people were like, good job, buddy.
Yeah, giving you get a little high five.
Or high five like on your forehead when you're running at him and you're like doing that, you know.
Ooh, good game.
Smack.
I'm going to pitch a TV show, a reality TV show now called
Gross.
Where it's Elliot challenging everybody. It's mm-hmm. Man versus Insecurities.
Oh, that's Man good. Versus Insecurities.
Man versus Insecurities.
Man versus way more insecure man that has something to prove. You don't stand a chance. You understand how hard I'll work to prove I'm something when I'm nothing?
Plus, we'll cut the episodes you lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Sounds rigged from the start.
I think that's what I was getting at, was like there's no complete test for athleticism, so I'll just keep doing things till I win enough times to be like, told you, it's ping pong is the final test.
You'd make a great dictator.
Yeah. Make the rules so that I win. Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
oh, I do like mm-hmm. that.
Let's talk about like the war in Ukraine or something. I want to... anything...
Besides...
We can mix abortion and the war in Ukraine into one conversation as long as we're not talking about Elliot's height and weight and...
Athletic build.
Athletic skill.
I'm glad you said that. Thank you.
Let's talk about how this is... One of the last potties with Jacob.
Second to last potty with Jacob. I thought this was going to be the last one, but then obviously Josh was like, yeah, it's not important. So
Josh had to go.
Josh had a show.
Scheduling conflict.
I rescheduled tonight. I was supposed to be on a show, and I thought it was later, and then it was at 7:30, and I had told you guys I would be here, so I bailed on the show.
Wow. Did you really?
I did.
What show?
It was, what's it called?
Called Arms.
Up next at Comedy Works.
Shut up.
What was it? Saturday Night Live audition? Something stupid. My agent sent it to me, and I was like, "This doesn't seem like it's worth my time." I did bail on the show though,
it's one of the last parties.
I thought it was important for us to have the conversation we had earlier and to do this podcast, so I decided to bail on the show.
Yep.
I said it was a personal issue.
Nice. Yeah.
Personal commitment that I have to be there for, and that's you guys.
That was, I mean, it is a personal commitment,
and it's you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the show was later. It was just it was a mistake in scheduling, honestly.
You thought it was at 9.
Yeah.
What show is it?
I don't want to say because I don't want to be rude to the showrunner.
Okay, fair.
Well, I guess we won't even say what night it is of the week.
Yeah, it's not Wednesday.
Yeah, you already said it. Right. You said up next, so obviously it's on a Wednesday.
One of the last potties. Last time we did a potty together.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Everyone thought we broke up.
Yeah, well, that's because you had the clickbait title. This isn't working anymore. I mean, what do you...
One of our highest listened episodes. Good job, Jeff.
What should we title this one? We're going to do amphetamines.
Amphetamines and us.
Amphetamines and us.
I don't think it's going to get as many clicks as Jacob's Gone Forever.
Oh, yeah.
No, we should do that for the last one.
Okay.
And all caps, Jacob's Gone Forever.
The real...
Hooray.
Hooray, except some disagree. Who is it saying, like, they're like, Jacob, why weren't you on that podcast? They were talking about
fucking
you
Grayson.
Grayson Schramm.
Yeah. Well, Grayson's an idiot because I listen back to the. I mean, Grayson, if you're listening, you're great. You give me a jewel. You're a good friend. But but when I was like, he said that, and then I was like, is it really that bad? And then I like listened back, and I was like, no, I was talking the entire time.
Yeah, you aren't talking the entire time.
It didn't make sense.
Maybe you just kind of disappear into the background.
Yeah, I think he said that Jeff and I sound similar.
Doesn't
make sense.
Yeah, when we were...
Because you were directly arguing with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. But then also, it's like, what does he think, that Jeff's just schizophrenic?
Yeah, yeah, like, Jeff's like, you pee on the seat. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think that's what he thought I was doing.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, this is what Jacob would say.
What if we keep doing podcasts after Jacob's gone, and you just kind of...
Just keep doing that?
Schizo out and be Jacob and Jeff.
I would love that. I would listen to it on the road.
Okay.
Just make a sound. I'm still living with Jacob.
I
like a blow up doll with my face on it.
Yeah. Pre record reactions.
Yeah, that would be great if I could do a couple of whoa. Yeah, definitely. The Holocaust wasn't real.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Word.
And just have Bianca like cross dressing as you.
That would be great. I would really, as long as it was like a visual podcast, I can like leave some of my clothes and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could just have her wear the shoes that you bought that were...
Do you have to make difficult cuts? Like, if you got a van, you got so much space, are you, like, looking at, like, some of your stuff, like...
Not particularly. As far as, like, a 2008 Ford Econoline van with a bed and water and solar,
Say the license plate number real quick.
I forgot it, but I probably have the VIN number that I can give people. They can do their own Carfax, but... No, it's like as far as like all of the amenities that have already been built into it, it has a lot of space. It's actually like really cool. Like there's a bed, and then, you know, the bed is towards the back, and then it has a shit ton of free space underneath. And then it has a couple of benches that have free space in it. I not that many cuts. Like I'm going to bring like a mic stand, a mic, my clothes, cooking utensils, gym stuff, toiletries. You know,
that wasn't even Mike.
Wet wipes. Wasn't Mike. You should have put that.
Every podcast I do thanks thing. You. Thank you for not.
What?
Because that mic will be used tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, I wasn't saying put the mic down there. I was just saying
that's what I was saying.
It was loud enough that I thought.
Oh, it came across.
When I turned over, I thought it was.
You saw the little bar go up.
Oh, yeah.
You saw the green bar go up. It actually maxed out. It went to red.
The acoustics on that, he's sitting on a solid wooden chair.
You were just talking about making room, and I was just like, my butthole needs
that's
more
true.
Room.
Speaking of making cuts, somebody's got to go.
God damn.
I cut some cheese. You smell that?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
We all do. No.
Are you planning on...
It smells like lentils.
Anything in particular at the Juggalo gathering?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right, there's got to be like... What are they? You got to be like, oh, I'm going to a juggalo gathering along.
Well, I did. I bought. I'm now a proud owner of a face paint kit set, so I'm going to paint my face and I'm going to do the whole thing.
Do you have a baseball bat with nails through it?
No, I really want to blend in though. I've been a part of a lot of Juggalo forums on Facebook. Like I'm a part of a lot of Juggalo pages now, and I thought that they were like kind of really cool, chill people, which I still kind of believe. But a lot of them are aggressive and scary.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they're all talking about they all talk about like they're like. Any new Juggalos who come in, they're just fucking posers. Fuck them. And I'm like, I'm not even a new Juggalo. You know, I'm just like somebody who's coming in.
Right.
And like, I don't
covered even. Covered in face paint.
Yeah, I don't even. Yeah, I'm like appropriating their culture. I don't even respect.
The outsider of the outsiders.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. I'm like counterculture to the counterculture, which means I'm cultured. But I.
Okay, went to Spain.
I have like a running plan. I know what I'm going to do. I know what questions I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask, you know, a lot of political questions. I want to ask a lot of questions that revolve around the Juggalo community and how they fit into the Great American Experiment.
What are the Juggalos?
You don't know what the Juggalos are?
No.
So there's a band. So
people and they like laugh.
There's a band really called Insane Clown Posse that's been around since like 92.
ICP. ICP.
They're literally. It's like they're like a brand. Like they're a, you know, and they just have this weird aura where they attract this cult like following of people who just adore them. And then they've also created this entire, actually as a sociologist, it's really interesting. It's like one of the most interesting subcultures because they have, obviously they have all of their own language. They have their own callings. They have like, you know,
they have their own language.
Essentially like they have like a mate call, call, whoop, whoop. Like that's like huge for them. They say words like
for sure.
Mad. So if you're just in a group of juggalos, you go whoop whoop, and then another juggalo. Oh my! Like, I want to have sex with you. Whoop whoop.
Pretty much like I was. Well, it's not like a sexual meeting call, but like it is.
Down. You're down with the clown.
Yeah, you're down with the clown. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Look at me with those dead ass eyes, Evan, and be like, yeah, you're down with the clown.
Mad motherfucking, mad motherfucking wicked clown love.
You hear yourself? What?
Mad motherfucking wicked clown love. That's like a huge thing in their community. We all say MMWCL, bro.
It's, you know, basically McDonald's started a band.
Imagine like at the Gathering of the Juggalos, imagine like going to a carnival or like a state fair in the middle of a field after drinking like three bottles of Robitussin. That's like essentially, that's like what it would be.
Siri, play Insane Clown Posse.
You got to do a song.
Well,
you can't
just
say
literally a
clown.
Song called What is a Juggalo?
Oh yeah, that would probably be a good a song to start. Would you get copyright strike if you put it on Spotify?
If you guys monetized it, but I don't think you do.
Okay, well, fuck it.
Oh, we don't?
What fuck. Is a juggalo? Juggalo's a... I don't know what the rest of the lyrics are. Just the I was about to say a slur.
Just the N-word.
Yeah, but they're obsessed with hatchets. They're obsessed...
So they're plugging how many times they mentioned Juggalo in all their songs. These are all clips of Juggalo over and over again. Because it's in every song.
Okay.
It's coming up. Juggalo, sing. What is a Juggalo?
Let me think for a second. Well, he gets butt naked. And then he walks through the streets winking at freaks.
With a 2-liter stuck in his butt cheeks. Faygo.
Yeah, they're obsessed with Faygo. Literally, I was talking... you can stop playing it. It's absolute trash garbage music. But, like, you can... I was talking to O'Shea about it.
Well, that was strong.
Well, he is. He's dead, so...
Well, O'Shea made this good point. He said that Juggalos truly are counterculture. Like, there's a lot of like, subgroups, like white supremacists and KKK members and whatever. They claim to be counterculture. They claim to be against the popular narrative, but then they like bitch and cry and moan when they get canceled on Twitter or whatever. Like it's literally impossible to cancel a Juggalo. Like they literally don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, they have their own world. They, you know, it's just kind of hard to explain. You kind of just have to.
Okay. Well, what's the difference between their following and then like the Grateful Dead?
I would say
ethics.
Pretty much ethics, the traditions, the habitual habits. Generally, they are lower class, and I feel comfortable
they're
saying
just way
that.
More aggressive.
Kind of, yeah, they're aggressive. Yeah. But also with other Juggalos, like they're very. It's like a family. Like they call themselves a family, and they're very close. And I've seen a lot of footage from the gathering, and people are like, "This is the only place that I can truly be who I am." And there's women who are walking around naked, and they're like, "This is the only place that I'm not sexually assaulted or harassed because everyone has a level of respect for each other."
It's also got like music too. I mean, obviously,
the festival does have music.
There's like a huge lineup.
It's actually a pretty dope lineup. I've looked. They have Slick Rick. They have KRS-One. They have Puya. They have Onyx.
You're
I don't
saying,
know if you guys know any of
you're
those
saying
people.
Syllables, not words.
Well, there's a lot of artists that I actually do respect and listen to that are going, so that's just a bonus.
They have Gung, they have Hu.
This is the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Gathering of the Juggalos 2022 in Legend Valley, Ohio.
How many people are going?
Probably about 10,000.
Okay.
And this is my running plan. I want to interview a lot of them. I want to get a lot of B-roll, do my own narrative, but I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to convince them to let me interview them and then also sign a a video. Yeah, no, not an NDA, a video release form will allow me to post it on YouTube without getting sued. And I think I can do that with just a beer.
You can do
that. Like if I just offer them a free beer for a 5-minute interview, and then I'm like, hey, if you sign this, I'll give you a Coors.
You can get verbal consent. You don't need a signature.
That's what I've heard, but verbal consent can be a little iffy in court if they do sue.
Right.
Because I have to be extremely specific with what I say in the video.
Why don't you just say it's going on YouTube?
If you're feeling the...
Well, because I can say that, but like even if I say it's going on YouTube and then I post a promo on my Instagram... Then that doesn't
all the contract is an if-then statement. So if you're filming the whole time, as long as you use an if-then statement when you start interviewing, so you say, if I film you and I post it on YouTube, is that okay with you?
Right.
If they say yes.
I think
there was no then in that statement.
I know there was no then, but I think that it's an if-and statement.
if-then statement. Maybe I'm not a genius.
Yeah, if then.
Just an athlete.
No, but I think at least for the Gathering of the Juggalos, I probably will do verbal consent. I'll do sort of a run and gun thing. Also, I don't think that any of them will sue me.
Is it like a one night, multiple night thing?
It's Wednesday. Camp
there?
Yeah, it's camping. It's Wednesday through Sunday, and I'm going to show up on Thursday.
It's Wednesday through Sunday the following month.
God, right. Could you imagine? I was on a Juggalo fan page today, a Facebook group, and somebody made a post, and they said... some of you have never eaten day 5 Juggalette pussy, and it shows.
Yeah.
So
day 5 Juggalette pussy.
That, I feel like I do walk around with that vibe.
Yeah, that you've never done that?
Yeah,
it's probably a pretty good vibe to walk around with.
People see me in my new mustache, and they're like, there's no way this guy's eaten day 5 Juggalette pussy.
Day 5 festival Juggalette pussy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, I'm legitimately excited. Actually, O'Shea and Corey are strongly... O'Shea for sure is going. Corey is strongly considering it. Corey Cooley.
Nice.
I thought you meant Corey Stevens, and it's not that far of a stretch.
No, that's not that far of a stretch, honestly, at all. But yeah, that's my first stop. And then...
it's August.
And then New August York 3rd. City, baby.
Then I have to go... I kind of fucked myself, but it's worth it because I wanted to go so bad. But I'm driving all the way to Ohio, and then I'm driving all the way back to Nebraska. I mean, like, in like the following 2 weeks, to do some shows in Omaha and Lincoln and then Kansas City. Yeah, it's not that bad. But gas is kind of expensive.
Yeah, but don't complain about gas prices when you're not paying rent, you know?
Yeah, but also it's like it's $100 to fill up my tank. And
it's a lot.
I know. Well, because it's like a 25-gallon tank. But
that is your rent, basically.
It is my rent. But it's also, I went camping with my dad this weekend and I did the math. It gets about 14 miles per gallon, which isn't horrible for a...
That's
for a van.
Bad. It's a big
tank. For a van, yeah. For a car, that's horrible. But for a van...
Do you feel good knowing that the rent you're paying is just going to be the death of our future generations?
Yeah.
Elaborate that. Put an F in the van in there.
Yeah, if you're paying rent.
If you're paying $100 in rent, that is gas money, then the world will cease to exist because of your carbon emissions.
I think that the world is going to cease to exist for a lot of different reasons. Yeah. And I think that... political instability is probably going to come before global warming.
Do you think you're going to recycle?
No. Why would I ever do that?
That's what you
next. Next question, please.
That's what you should ask at the festival.
Am I pro-life or pro-choice? Pro-life. Next.
Next.
I'll be giving one-word answers for the rest of this podcast. Next question. If then is what I meant.
But yeah.
Because right. Then's a comparison.
I don't know. What are you guys going to do after I leave? You guys going to kill yourselves?
We'll probably just be so lost and confused without you.
Probably.
I'll probably wake up every morning and be like, what do I do? I have no guidance.
Right.
The Vyvanse is gone.
Whoa. Hey, hypothetically.
I'll be moving Bianca up here.
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, I've thought a lot about Dead Room and what it's going to look like after I leave. I mean, like, obviously I was, like, fine with anything that you guys did, but I remember, you know, we've had conversations where it's like you were potentially thinking about adding another member.
Yeah.
You know.
We are taking
Ak Zabieta. No, I'm just.
Who's that?
Never mind.
Zakabeta, if he would have moved to Denver.
Yeah, if he would have moved to Denver.
Oh, yeah, but he got shot instead.
Yeah, he did get shot.
If anything, I was texting him, and I was like, this is going to be your motivation to move, right? Like, out of Albuquerque.
Right.
And he was like, I think I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna stay too.
Maybe, I didn't realize that was like
a... Listen, if you get shot in a scene and you survive, and then you stay in that scene and you become successful, what a backstory.
I mean...
That is a backstory.
Heroics.
That scar...
Can you imagine how much he's getting booked?
The further away he gets.
Do you see how much higher the exit wound is than the entry wound? That thing bounced around in there.
Wait, does he have an entry and exit wound? Oh, I thought that his abs literally stopped the bullet.
Oh, no, it went out the back.
Oh, Jesus. Side?
Two wounds.
It was like right there, wasn't it? Like through his stomach?
I don't know what side, but like, yeah, he's like, here's the entry wound and here's the exit wound. And they were not parallel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, parallel.
Which is what I've heard about bullets.
Depends on what type of bullet.
They kind of just swim around in there.
They bounce around in there. They hit bones. They change direction. They go out the other. Like,
do you know?
It's like.
Do you know? Do you know what he shot with? What,
ding, ding.
Like what gun you shot with?
Oh no, no. Oh. Or like what caliber bullet?
Yeah, I would be interested in this.
I think it was. He said, airsoft. Is that a thing?
I for one don't want to get shot.
Yeah, but also, do you guys think like?
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta live. Like you gotta. You know, not let fear run your life sometimes.
Do you think, ever think this thought of like, what is the worst thing that could happen to me that wouldn't be that bad, but would get me a lot of attention?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, blind. I almost think blind.
Blind?
Blind.
How would that not affect you?
No, I mean, that would be bad, but it would also be like, you know what I mean? You walk out.
Blind?
No, yeah. Blind's like the exact opposite because I feel like more people would not want to associate with you and you have a massive, your life is completely different.
You hear
blind?
That? You hear that, Zach? Blind is the exact opposite of getting shot. You pussy.
I have thought about getting shot and be like, what is like the best place to get shot where it's like no lasting damage where I have to like do a bunch of recovery or whatever, right. But still have the clout of getting shot by a bullet.
Right here.
The answer?
Scrape your neck.
Temple. Yeah, but there's like the jugular vein right there.
But that's where Jack Bauer would shoot people when he needed to make it seem like he was enemies with them still because he was still part of like a big plot. He'd like, I gotta fucking shoot you just to make it look like I'm trying to get you. And he'd shoot him right in the neck.
I feel like shoulder's the best place to get shot.
Yeah. Well, what about your shoulder blade? Like, that would take a lot of recovery. I would think, like, bicep. Like, if somebody shot you, like, right through there, that's, like, all meat, you know?
I mean, for you.
For Elliot, it's a lot more. His whole heart's in his bicep. You know?
That's true. He literally wears his heart on his sleeve.
That's actually where my soul exists.
Yeah, his soul's in his bicep, so.
I don't know, like, toe or finger.
But that wouldn't be, like, it's not badass enough. I got shot in my toe. Okay, pussy. Fuck you.
Yeah, nobody on stage is even going to, while you're on stage, nobody's going to see it.
You're like, I got grazed in the toe.
In the toe.
And they're like, okay.
And you're walking around with crutches. You know, that shit's lame as fuck.
What if some hair got shot off?
Oh, for you or me?
It's for me.
Yeah, big difference.
For you, that would be pretty important.
Pretty traumatic. No. My bangs.
That's not how I sound.
Oh no, my bangs.
Oh no, my bangs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If I wrote it into a poem, that'd be more accurate.
Anyway, what do you guys think? What is Dead Room going to look like, you think?
As it is now, just doing Wonderland and By Agenda and the Dead Room. And
what do you think the Dead Room's going to look like? I'm wondering about that.
The same. I mean, just less, like, minus you.
You say, but are you going to get somebody else to co-host?
Maybe.
Who would you do? Would you do Langley?
I think it has to be. You do have to have another person. Like, I've tried it. Like, when you were gone a couple of months, like, it's not. I don't think it's possible. It's possible to do with one person, but it's just not the same.
I know what you're thinking, and I don't think I'd be good at it.
Okay. So, thank you for answering that thought in my head.
Get that out of the way.
So I guess I'll go somewhere else with it. Maybe a night of host. People have asked like to be co-host.
That's what I did. Well, I got Ollie and Austin.
Who's asked?
Just some people.
Well, say their names and we'll rank how good we think they'd be.
No.
That actually does sound fun. I would enjoy doing that.
I think...
Bianca. Oh.
No, I think I would. I don't know. I am game for trying it by myself before I like. It depends on the budget.
What it's about up to you,
Evan.
Yeah, Evan's already there. If Evan's
yeah, Evan's there. Recording oh, right. the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that would make, struggling with the clock as is, guys.
That would make that would make the most sense though. If you were,
I wouldn't be opposed.
Yeah, if you were counting and yeah,
I could press record if you.
You like press record, look at the things, and you're doing the time and
fiddle the dials. You wouldn't believe how different some people talk during the dead room because you guys are high up there. Ready? With, fuck yeah!
Yeah,
and
with
then
energy.
There's Phil Corridor who comes up next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You do. I mean, if you're gonna get another person, you have to. You kind of have to vet them. You know, I feel like some people would be better than others.
Yeah.
Jason Gerber on the top, he would be a great co-host.
I agree.
Do a background check on whoever it is. Vet them thoroughly.
You should have maybe different winners.
You know what you should do? I bet Lewis. Honestly, Lewis Martinez probably would be a fun co-host.
He's good at shitting on people.
That is true.
I'm trying to think, you know.
How do you kill a dead show? Invite Lewis Martinez.
Right. Dude, if he off the top smoked crack, that would be so good.
Yeah.
I think it can survive.
What's the legality of that?
It'll change a little bit, though. It'll survive.
The legality doesn't matter if nobody fucking snitches, but the actual legality, not good.
Crack is illegal still?
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Okay. Amphetamines and us.
Amphetamines and us. Did you see what happened with fucking Hunter Biden? You seen all those new videos?
Oh, there's more.
God damn. I've what just been. It's all. Dude, he has. Apparently some like 4chan hackers leaked his iCloud password, and so they like found all of his like iCloud accounts or whatever. But it's just more videos of him smoking crack. Like, it's nothing new. It's just new videos of him smoking crack
from there's a different angle.
Yeah, there's a new video of him arguing. I think it's him arguing with a prostitute about how much crack is on the scale, and he has like 21 grams of crack.
Is just that a
like
lot?
That's a lot of crack.
Okay.
Laura, like one crack hits like 0.2 grams.
Okay.
When we were watching that video, my girlfriend was like, "You have that same scale."
I saw there's a video of him, and this is apparently right after he asked, I think either Joe Biden or somebody in his family for a $3,000 like wire transfer to go to a rehab facility.
Right.
And he got the $3,000 and then went into a sensory deprivation tank and started smoking crack. And I was like, bro, I wish that Joe Biden was my dad. Like, I wish that I could just like,
hey, Dad, know. Can I have $3,000?
Yeah,
for rehab. Who's rehab?
Who's right? Yeah, he's just all dementia out.
Who's wait? He was smoking crack in a sensory deprivation
tank.
Yeah,
you can see the video, and he's drinking White Claws too. He's drinking White Claws, smoking crack in a sensory deprivation tank.
Damn. I mean,
is that not the coolest?
That is kind of cool. I mean, not as like the president's son.
It's like what a TikTok star does.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It combines a lot of lifestyle choices.
Sensory deprivation challenge.
Yeah, because I like that he's like, I need to be alone with my thoughts during this.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
My crack-induced paranoid thoughts.
God forbid I'm subject to gravity during this crack smoking.
And you'd think filming it would be a bad idea, but when you're on crack...
Oh, it's probably the best idea.
Seems like a great idea.
They're like, we usually don't recommend you take your phone in. He's like, no, I have a couple.
He just has like a full bag of crack.
So what is he holding up his phone while?
No, he sets his phone like in one. Because I think that there's like he's in water, but there's a certain part of the sensory deprivation thing that's not in water.
Is he naked?
Do you think you could give him a good talk?
There's like his cock is all over the internet. You can see his cock. Yeah.
All I'm wondering is why am I asking these questions about something I don't care about? I started asking some stuff about the tanks and the juggalos.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why you're fucking.
I'm just like, I should just shut up.
Well, Jeff, what do you care about? What's important to you right now at this moment in your life?
Our relationship to consciousness.
Right.
And
the
nature of it.
Okay.
And being confronted with our own misrepresentations of ourselves.
Yeah.
Like how you perceive.
But anyway,
yourself?
Hunter Biden seems cool.
No. I was just thinking about how, man, the things you're interested in are really good podcast topics.
Yeah, they're not as clickbaity.
No,
they're not.
Not quite.
But consciousness is important.
Consciousness is important, you know.
What does your practice look like right now? Meditation.
Meditation every day.
Daily, like
you want to plug that app?
The Waking Up app.
Use that?
Sam Harris.
Every day.
Every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I used it for like a month or two.
I've used it every day for more than 3 years now. Really? Almost 4 years.
Let me see your streak, dude. Prove it.
There's no more streaks because that is antithetical to the practice itself.
Oh, really?
It's not, yeah, about, it's not about accomplishments.
Man, somebody
I thought that while I was using it one time.
Yeah.
Same with Headspace.
Yeah.
Somebody got bummed and then got the email of like, no, you have to be okay with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just exactly.
Let it go.
Oh, I like, broke my streak. Oh, like, wait, well, that's just a thought that I don't have to
hold on.
Have emotions to.
I was at the world record though, so that
yeah, exactly. Like,
so that is frustrating.
That is your ego.
You know what I do want to talk? Well, I mean, I guess we can keep talking about the consciousness if you want, but also I want to, as three other white
your
people,
your most
in
important
here,
thing.
Four other white people. Oh yeah, three other white people
in here. The hand emojis on the iPhone or emojis in general. Have you changed it from yellow to the white skin?
No.
Depending on who I'm talking to.
Why?
Because if it's another white person, then yes, I will use the black hand emoji. But no, I'm kidding. No, I really don't care. I just, it's like, because isn't it when you change it from yellow to white, like it's gone forever? Like it, that you choose that color?
No, you can.
Oh, you can go back to yellow?
Yeah.
I think I've always kept it yellow.
Yeah.
I don't really.
I've just been.
I really don't see color, so.
Just race and gender.
Yeah.
What about you?
I leave it yellow too because there's sometimes I'll like there's some people I talk to and they're like I'll get a thumbs up, and it'll be the white thumbs up and I'm like that's just a weird choice to make where you're like I
yellow. What's just supposed to represent your thumb?
I know.
The only thing that I do not feel comfortable with is the white fist. That's like a power yeah. symbol. Yeah, that's like that's white power. I do not
they
fuck
have
with
that.
Yeah, well, it's just like it's the fist that goes up.
You can
up.
Do the white one.
Yeah, you can do them all.
You can do, of course you can do the white one. You can do the black. A lot of people use the black one like as a symbol of like oh, like
solidarity.
Solidarity or whatever. So I think that sets the precedent where you shouldn't use the white one.
You going to the open mic tonight?
Right.
Black fist. Sure I am, brother.
Yeah.
Well, also changing it from the yellow is saying that yellow is a color of skin, right?
Saying no, I like, think it means it's the generic.
When you're like, I have to be, I'm white, so I can't be yellow.
They're
I do the tan one.
Make them all green.
I do
Make
the tan one.
Green.
You sound like my dad.
Yeah, man. Green. I'm 48 years old. I'll do that.
That is like, that's a very boomer response.
Yeah. Make them all pink, dude.
They could be pink or purple. I don't care as long as they don't get married.
As long as they keep it out of the classroom. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Wow, that was a fun. It's kind of fun to be old.
It is fun.
I like that. That's
there fun. Is a certain point where you just stop caring about the new social trends.
I just don't use emojis.
No,
that's really
face,
racist.
When you send a smiley face, do you do the colon and the parenthesis?
I don't send smiley faces.
Okay.
Do you have fun?
To who? What?
Sarah, like
to
hey,
Sarah.
See,
hey, I'm on my way home. Smiley
soon.
Face.
See you soon.
He put it next to his butt.
I don't.
I held it away real quick and didn't make it there.
I
have you ever used sent a smiley face ever?
Yeah, I've sent emojis. I
what color?
They were yellow. I sent emojis when I was like flirting with people or like when
yeah
when Sarah and I were doing distant.
Are you not flirting with Sarah anymore?
Not over text.
Why?
Oh my god.
Why?
Yeah.
You have to keep it alive.
You gotta keep it alive. It's dying.
Because we live together.
So?
Well, I'm gonna send her.
Do you know how? I mean, do you know how romantic it is to just like send like, "Hey, I'm on my way. What do you want?" Winky face.
Yeah, send her a text right now. Let's whip out that phone.
Okay, and
whip it out and say like, "Hey, I'm thinking about you," and then do the like the excruciating face. Like,
yeah, no. Just say yeah. Like, I can't wait to see you tonight. Black power fist.
And then do the tongue out emoji. Like,
black power fist tongue out emoji.
Hey, wait, we can't wait to see you later. I'm going to black power fist you in the
and then lick up my mess.
Yeah, and then lick up the asshole juice mess.
And then post a link to a benefit that is a fundraiser
the
or something.
Lives.
I'm going to...
Out of the raging storm.
Oh, boogie woogie, dude?
In the dead of night.
How did you know this?
Dude, please play the Nedden game after this.
I think... Okay, one of my... I have... In the hallway.
Or play... what is it? Piggy... What
Piggy,
is the
Piggy Pie?
Yeah, Piggy Pie. Piggy Pie or Fuck the World. Clean up the porch, they crack my head.
They look like Post Malone.
Dude, straight up, there honestly, unironically, I enjoy a lot of ICP's music. I think that it's very well produced, and I'm into that genre of horrorcore. It's
hilarious.
It is hilarious. It's very fun.
They don't take it seriously. They're not suggesting any of these things in reality.
No, so. And if you like listen to the Nedden game, where it's like, you know.
Wait, did anyone text Ali just now?
No, what did he say?
Hey, since Jacob is leaving, can I co-host Dead Room?
What?
I got that text 4 minutes ago.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Hey, I've how been do you spell?
Well, I've co-hosted with Ali before. He did a good job. It was fun.
How do you spell desperate?
Oh, and he's already there for the cream in your face.
Yeah,
Kareem in your face.
He wouldn't be bad. I do like the idea of having like a rotating host, though. I think that that's fun.
Yeah,
but you want to do it yourself because you want a bigger cut of the pay?
Cock. Ego.
Because I want to...
Because
I want it to be consistent.
I want to do it by myself because I'm interested in consciousness and cash.
Yeah, consciousness and cash.
Could that be an alternative?
I want to meditate on how I'm making double the money.
Dude, every morning I meditate before... every morning I meditate before work and then I clock in and then I look at my computer and I think to myself, how can I make as much money as I possibly can today? And then I go to town.
Anyway, yeah, I think Ali would be a great choice. Bring some diversity into it. Replace a Jew with somebody from Iraq.
Yeah.
Which would be great, you know?
All right.
It's keeping that check mark box.
Yeah, exactly. It's keeping that diversity quota alive and well. Jason Fern also wants to co-host Dead Room.
Yes.
Did he hit you up?
Yes.
And?
What if you let Fern and Gerber take it for a night?
Yeah, just set...
You think cringe comedy has already seen its limits.
Oh, dude, you got to co-host with Kyle Benavides. That would be great. I think that that would be fun.
Winners. Well, like...
That was my favorite. Yeah, well, you could choose the winners of previous.
That's that could be something.
Phil Cordor every time.
Yeah, the previous winner then co-hosts.
Yeah, and then they get paid out. They get like $50 or whatever.
Yeah,
but what if someone that sucks wins?
Because that's the true winner. Like the winner gets $50, but we essentially win every night that we do it because
we get paid
and we don't have to
compete.
We don't have to make fools of ourselves.
Right.
I feel like you guys should have to try it more often.
More often? You mean like ever?
Yeah.
Have not tried the Dead Room once.
Wow, me neither.
I cracked it so many times. You guys remember that?
Yeah, you sure did.
I'm sad, dude. I'm sad about, this Friday is going to be the last one that I'm doing.
Your last one.
Man.
What? It is. I mean, there's like, for the past month or 6 weeks, I've been doing everything for the last time. Mm-hmm. And it is a somber, you know, I paid rent for the last time.
It sounds like you're going to kill yourself, but you're just going to move.
Well, I do have a gun, so it will be easy.
Wow, I'm moving out for the last time.
Wow, I'm loading my gun for the last time. I'm tasting this metal in my mouth for the last time. No.
It feels like, well, it's like the last time, but also.
I think that if it's still running and stuff, like I'm not going to not come back to Denver.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like my family's here. So it's like every year I'm going to come back for the holidays and stuff and then be booked. Can you imagine me posting in, hey, I'm coming to Denver in a year? I'm going to be like, hey, I'm coming to Denver. Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to have like three shows a night.
Maybe probably knock on some wood, dude.
I need an extra calendar, dude.
I do. I will need an extra. I'll need a booked calendar, and then I'll need a
first comment under your post. Anyone know this guy?
Yeah.
Anyone? Hey, can anyone vouch for this guy? I've never heard of
him. I message the Dead Room group chat and then just get left on read.
Hey, guys, I'm coming back for Christmas. Hey, let me check with.
Aren't you Jewish? Why are you coming back?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I have to like send my avails to you.
Oh, he's like, I said, interesting. We were actively talking about this moments ago on the podcast. And he said, I know I'm doing a show with Joshua. And he told me.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I thought that it was like sort of like manifestation energy type thing. But
sidebar, who's Joshua?
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do with Josh?
Oh, it's a vacuum.
Did you think the end of the world was happening?
Yeah, some tornado warning or something.
I thought it might have been the North Korea sirens.
Yeah.
Do we have those? And are they different than the tornado sirens?
No, we do have those, and they're not They're not different.
Same siren.
Nuke, tornado, whatever.
They just rebranded the name.
It's just get in the basement.
Get in the basement.
It's just a get downstairs siren.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss this apartment.
Me too.
Yeah, this is
a little bit.
We never had another basement show.
No, I don't think that we're going to pull it together enough. I mean, we can have like a party or like a get together.
I mean, we could still just trash it.
Honestly, it wouldn't be that hard to do a basement show.
No, it's really easy to do a basement show, but
yeah.
What if I don't know?
I don't think we should force it. If it happens, it happens.
It would be interesting if it was like empty-ish. Yeah, you do it on like the last night or something.
Oh yeah, that would be kind of fun. And then just what are we going to do with that stage? That's your stage.
We're going to bring it to Wonderland. You're going to
bring. Oh, you want to bring that one?
Yeah, that one. What were you talking about?
Oh, I have another one in my garage. Oh, I can take this when you guys move out. I can put it in my garage.
You just practice. Can you take it out?
No, I just have a bunch of stages.
Within the next week or two.
Yeah.
After the basement show, if we do one final one.
This one doesn't fit in my car, though, so you have to drive it to my house.
It doesn't fit in my car.
Doesn't fit in my car, either.
It's a little too big, huh?
We could just throw it away.
Bummer.
We could just saw it up.
I mean, just put it in the alley. Yeah. It'll be gone later.
I'd love to see, like...
I'll get rid of it. I'll saw it up.
We could make some homeless man's night if we put it in the alley, and then he could be... He could do a big thing.
He's like, no way, a table?
What kind of accent is that?
I feel like homeless people
a
are
table?
Yeah, that's what they sound like.
Sell it off as dead room memorabilia.
Yeah, oh yeah, we could auction.
Yeah, you could put it on our website.
I was thinking about just kind of like stuffing everything I don't want anymore in these bushes up front.
I see like useless furniture in that alleyway literally every weekend.
Yeah.
So
are you going to be a part of the problem or a part of the solution?
Problem for sure. I mean, what's the easiest thing for me?
Problem for sure.
What if, and this might be incriminating later, we just broke all the glass panels and we were like, there was never glass in there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Brownstone Realty does listen to this podcast.
Do you want this?
Do I want it?
No.
Do we want it?
I think, I mean, it's up to you guys, but I like it.
All you need is dead room comedy and that flowers for my grandma's funeral.
Huh.
Probably keep the flower.
Can I take it without the flower?
Yeah.
Sarah's going to be so mad if I come home with that. For the office.
It's sweet.
It is.
I'll put it up in the garage if you guys don't take it. I don't care. I'll take it.
I'll put it in my garage.
Yeah, I don't say come like on, throw it away.
Do you want that?
That I don't want.
Yeah, that I don't care about. That's your sister did that, right?
Yeah. I have no space for it.
It's really good.
I'm 100% putting the Brody Stevens in my van.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What about that light?
That's mine. I kind of like that. I kind of want to keep that. I'll probably keep that at my parents' house.
Nice. What are you, that corner light?
That's Jeff's. The old corner light.
That's mine.
Oh, that's yours?
Do you want it back?
Yeah, take it.
Okay.
Can I have the Voodoo Ranger skull? It looks like Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sick.
And you can have the Michael Vick too. They go in a pair.
Sick. They do go in a pair. They're buddies.
Yeah.
They're buddies. Well, they're blessed by the same voodoo witch.
They're like
I don't want anything.
Adopted dogs. They don't get along unless they're with their friend.
Also, you have a bunch of like Tupperware and like shit if you want it. It's
me?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, if you take a look in that cabinet above the sink, like half that shit's yours.
Cool. Let's turn it into an estate sale real quick. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, this is pretty much I want to keep the maintain distance in work zone. I stole that from a construction site.
Right. What about the shower curtain?
I don't give a fuck.
You need it? You want it?
I don't want it, but I'm just letting you guys know all the stuff I bought for this apartment.
That's we can burn it.
What about the trash can and recycle bin? I'm just letting
you know. Did you buy those?
You would not have existed if I didn't live here.
Is your name written on
that? I definitely would have bought a trash can.
Yeah, but you just waited till I...
Not a recycling bin. I don't.
You wouldn't have just found a cardboard box from something?
And that's probably what I would have done for a recycling bin is a cardboard box. Yeah. That's what I did with my last apartment.
Yeah.
It's the move.
What about the...
it is a move.
It's reducing, reusing, and recycling.
Yeah, your bin is recyclable.
Are you motioning to my windowsill?
No, the little thing by the dish dry rack by the...
Oh, the microwave.
Is that my microwave?
No, it's mine.
Oh, okay.
The dish rack dryer?
Yeah, the dish dryer. Do you want that? I bought it.
That is yours.
Do you want it?
No.
Okay.
What do you want?
I just want
yeah,
you,
let's.
I just want
I feel like that's a shorter list, so we should start with that. What do you want?
The freedom.
Right. I just independence, security.
That balloon's mine.
You can keep that.
It's a motif.
It's a motif. Thank you.
Man, we've had such good times in this basement. Fucking Noah Reynolds calling Swoya Law Firm.
That was good.
We had Johnny I'll say his name. Johnny Beeks almost overdosing on fentanyl.
Oh, did fentanyl?
He was doing cocaine, but I mean, there's so much fentanyl going around that, like, yeah. You remember that? Like, for the dead room, he was like,
yeah.
He's in rehab now, so we can say it. It was just like for a full minute. He was like, for a full minute, he was like, I will keep doing cocaine if people don't laugh. And they just kept doing bumps.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow.
And, yeah, and then I got, like, nervous. I was like, damn, that's not safe at all.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, thank God this whole thing was Evan's idea.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God that Johnny's mom can sue Evan.
There's an electronic paper trail somewhere.
Johnny Beeks is in rehab?
Yeah, well, he's missing, but everyone assumes he's in rehab.
That doesn't count.
I think as long as we keep saying his name, he stays alive.
That's right.
Right. You know, right.
We kept looking for him. We tracked him down.
The first time that we did Dead Room and we did the bit where we were finishing each other's jokes when we were both on mushrooms and poppers.
That was great.
That was phenomenal.
That was fun.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was the birth of...
And it has never hit that height ever.
No, I don't think it has. I think that was like kind of a one-time thing that we kind of dragged out for months.
Remember how Elliot cracked the code all those times?
Oh, yeah. You were like, you were convinced everyone that you would crack the code to the dead room.
Yeah, I know how to beat it.
God. And then
failed.
Still have yet to win.
Oh, I've yet to advance out of the first round.
Yeah.
I've yet to score. I think it's like
we had that party where an unnamed comic from Indianapolis bought a shit ton of whippets and nitrous. Oh. We had that nitrous themed comedy show.
Brent Gill.
Yeah.
So much. Where another unnamed Denver comic or multiple just did whippets on stage and told their jokes.
Sam Talent.
That was fun.
Where's the book of birthdays going?
Oh yeah.
I got that in my car right now. That's mine.
Nice.
So I'll still use it as a guest book. I brought it to the music festival.
Oh yeah.
And let our neighboring camp use it for a morning and they loved it.
Oh.
I bet. Special. They were probably fucking...
They had a great conversation.
Did you think they were present?
Mm-hmm.
Conscious?
Mm-hmm.
Involved?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Powerful.
Yeah. So.
Well. Anyway. How long has this been recording? We got to go to wide right.
This has been
52 minutes. This has been
I mean, I'm fine. I'm not going to go to wide right, but...
I think there's got to be something big to end this. Just... If only someone were to just like say something crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. And so I'm looking towards you to say the word.
If someone just said something they should never say or something like that would be a good way to
go for it.
What did you flirt with Sarah yet over text?
I texted her and I said, we're going to have
he did the crying emoji.
That was I scrolled back. The last emoji I sent her was June 23rd when my flight got canceled.
And you did the crying emoji. Yeah.
And it was yellow.
You can't change the faces.
Racist.
Oh, just the hands?
God. Yeah, just the hands.
Well, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Like the, oh, yeah, you know me, just old black hands.
You know what they call me?
The thing's been said.
You know what they call me? The old black hands.
Old black hands over here.
Thank you for listening to this. Because there's like white, and then there's tan, and then there's...
Oh, my God. All right, well, we'll have one more. I thought that this was going to be the last one, but we'll have one more podcast before I leave.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to end on some massive blowout or whatever.
Shout out to Bird Call.
What's Bird Call?
Just a good restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, my God. They're... Oh, no. Can you please, for the ending, can you please put on Ned in Game?
I've got an idea for it.
Ned in Game.
Wait, I've got an idea for it.
What?
Because it is literally, so there's a narrator... There's a contestant and then two people competing for the contestant.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's literally the four people. We could read it off of our phones and do the Ned in Game.
Oh, the lyrics?
You guys find out what the lyrics are as you're reading them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Lyric just.
Yeah, let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer.
Lyric
clown
genius has it says, with all the different people.
Who wants to be that?
Okay. So somebody is the host, and then the other two are the clowns.
Ned in Games, lyrics
Yeah, the Ned and Game by Insane Clown Posse.
Genius. Okay, so we have host, we have Sharon.
I'll do the first one. I'll be the first clown.
Violent J.
Yeah, I'll be Violent J. If somebody wants
I'll
to
be host.
Okay, right? Yeah, you could be the host.
Okay.
I'm not on the same site you guys are. This is horribly
crazy. Who's Sharon?
Sharon is the
lyric
woman.
Genius.
Oh, Sharon is okay. So somebody has to be Sharon,
the female.
Yeah, she's so it's a dating game. There's one woman, two contestants, and a host.
Okay, so Jeff, you're Sharon.
Okay.
That means you'll be verse. You'll be
you'll be the second verse.
Okay, I'm verse three.
What is verse?
Yeah,
three
you're
start
verse
with?
Two. You're Shaggy Two Dope.
Shaggy Two Dope. First thing I could never love you.
Yeah,
that's me.
So wait. So yeah.
And you guys are both verse three.
Don't read ahead. You guys are gonna spoil your.
All right.
We're Jacob and I do verse three together.
No, yeah. I'm the second verse.
So I'm the host.
I'm the first clown. Yeah. He's the host. Jeff is Sharon. I'll show you.
You're Violent J, which is verse one and three, and he's Shaggy Two Dope, which is two and three.
Yeah, you're Shaggy Two. Wait. Yeah, okay. That works.
So
all right, this is gonna be hot.
All right,
and we're reading it. As poetry or just kind of in the best?
Yeah.
How you think it should be.
Okay.
I mean, it is the Insane Clown Posse. Don't you disrespect, you know?
So I'm Violent J, first one.
Yes, and okay. I'm Sharon. Okay.
I wish that we had the instrumental going, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, is this you or me?
No, Evan's the host, so he'll start.
But this is me.
This is not,
I was just going to
improv
music.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown.
I like it with the music better.
Put it up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Serial killer clown who says, women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
I'm Sharon, contestant number one. I believe first impressions last forever. So, let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me, what would you do to make that first impression really stick?
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux. Ha! But I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I smell spaghetti. I pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get the food ready. Your dad'll probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'll have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It's dinner time. We're hearing grace. Fuck your mother.
From your mother.
Oh, from your mother. I always thought it was fuck your mother. We're hearing grace from your mother. I pull a 40 out and pour some for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 13, she got some big tits. Nice. After that, your dad will probably jump again. Or will try to jump again. And only this time, I'll put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes in the silverware, I dry fuck her till I nut in my underwear.
So this is just four M&Ms. This band is just like four M&Ms.
a little more creative than M&M, if I were to say. I'd make that an argument.
Okay, host.
Now, let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival.
Right.
He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
Oh, stretch nuts. Okay, great to meet you. I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never love you.
Oh, hot.
You sound like a Richie bitch, yo. Fuck you.
Nice.
But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care. If I did. But I don't, so fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care. By taking all these motherfuckers out of here, I'd go through the phone book and whack them all and find a contestant number one and break his fucking jaw.
What?
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Hot.
Anyone who looked at you would have to pay. I'd be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. I'd grab your titties and stretch them down past your waist.
Wow.
Let them go and watch them both spring up in your face.
Hey, let's we shouldn't yell these words.
I'd sing love songs to you the best I can. Get you naked and hit you like a caveman.
Hit it.
You. I'd throw a little in your face and say, I'm just playing. As you spit it all out, I'd rub your back and grab your underwear and wedge it up in your ass crack. They're white, right?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah. Just want to make sure I got the voice right.
Okay. Well, it does sound like contestant two is just overflowing with sensitivity. Sharon, it's a tough choice so far. Sharon, let's have your last question and see which one of these is going to win the rights to your Neddin.
Is my Neddin my vagina?
Yeah.
It's your butthole.
Yeah.
My Neddin.
They have their own language.
It's their own language. It's truly, I forgot what the sociological term is. It's like whatever, like their cultural language.
Oh, retarded.
My Neddin. Okay. Back to the narrative. Okay. If we were at a dance club and you both noticed me at the same time, tell me, how would you each get my attention? And what would your pickup line be? Whoever's the smoothest wins.
I go first.
Okay.
Okay, first, I'd slide up to the bar and tell you that I can't believe how fucking fat you are.
Nice.
I'd tell you that I like the way you make your titties shake, and if you lost a little weight, you'd look like Ricky Lake.
Hmm.
That's you.
Fuck that. You'd be jocking me quick. I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick.
Wow.
And then get your attention in the crowded place. I'd simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face.
Wow. Yeah, freak her with your nuts. Yo, that'll get her.
Tell her that she's fat. Yeah, that'll work even better.
Look, fuck you. I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two. He's mad whack.
I walked into a barn and there he was, standing on a bucket. Ew, trying to fuck it. I was a big fucking smelly ass farm llama.
Damn, dog. How you're gonna diss your mama?
Wow.
So I don't even get to choose?
No.
Wow. It ends undecided with a
cliffhanger. It really does.
Wait, why don't you make the decision?
Yeah, you can.
You should decide.
You can close the loop forever.
Guess what, Sharon? Two for one.
Honestly.
They've actually gotten together.
Honestly, I was really kind of like opposed to both.
That's surprising.
Throughout
name one reason.
Until I heard the line where Shaggy Too Dope.
That's me.
Came up and he said he would order me a drink and stir it with his dick.
Yeah,
that enticed
that's kinda
me.
Hot.
Because I'd be like, whoa, is that dick going to get smaller? There's a lot of ice cubes in that drink. And then if it didn't, I'd be like.
Or if it was hot coffee, that'd be even wilder.
Right. What's the drink?
Is that the same guy who fucked a llama? Or is that me? Did I fuck a llama?
I don't know. You guys kind of like switched roles.
I think we did switch roles. But
yeah. Oh, man, I fucked the llama and started a drink with my dick?
No, you both fucked Sharon.
I think I discovered that song when I was about 10 or 11 years
old. Also, Shaggy Too Dope is like really like coy. Like he's kind of like shy. He doesn't believe himself because like. He'd order me a drink and stir with his dick, and then to get my attention in the crowded place, he'd walk up and stick his nuts in his face. Like, to assume that like he could stir a drink with his dick and then not already have my attention, how shy, how bashful.
Right. It really does kind like, of reflect on his insecurities.
Yeah,
you didn't notice me. I guess I'll put my nuts on your face.
Yeah. And they call him Stretch Nuts, correct?
Call him Stretch Nuts because he's the second one.
They call him Stretch Nuts.
Yeah.
He works for the Dark Carnival.
I refer to the text.
I also apparently...
But, I would show up naked anyway. Like, I would show up naked to your family's house.
Yeah. Well, I'm a juggalo now.
I would want to fuck your 13-year-old sister. That's...
Yeah.
That was the character that I was playing. Okay. That's actually the one thing that I did feel uncomfortable saying.
Really?
I heard you slow down on it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, for 13, she has some nice tits. You can't say that anymore.
You did twice.
I know.
Now
well,
a microphone.
It was about three times.
It's also weird for the listeners because when you said that, I offered you a fist bump and you pounded it.
He did, but I pounded it because I was uncomfortable because I thought that Elliot was going to assault me if I didn't pound it.
And I offered you a fist bump because I was like, nice, dude. I missed the old days.
Right, back in 2004 when you could say that you wanted, that the 13-year-old had good tits.
Right, and you've now said it three times.
Four, actually, now. Okay.
Well, good for you.
Now, isn't that a lot hotter than old black hands?
He pounded out of
ass. Right, it's a much better ending.
What a good ending.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you for listening to Dessert.
Thank you, Evan.
My name's Josh. Thanks for
being
here.
We love you.
Bye-bye.